Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B., and I am coming at you folks from the lovely city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I am recording on Monday, June 3rd. And the reason that I am actually mentioning that is because I know that I just put out a show for you last Wednesday on the 29th. And I did that because we did not release a show last Monday, which was Memorial Day. And, well, let me go back and really explain what happened, because originally I was going to do a show on Memorial Day, and I was going to bring you the lovely Bradford Torrey. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but literally for the last month or so, there have been Star Wars movies on TV every freaking weekend. So Brad and I had talked about doing all these Star Wars shows, and we kind of got out of touch. Brad had some things in his life that kind of prevented him from doing stuff. I had some things in my life, so our schedules weren't matching up, and we thought, you know what? It's a holiday. Let's not talk tech. Let's talk Star Wars. Well, sad to say, it was a holiday, and we both, you know, try to have lives outside of work, and so it did not happen on the holiday. And then I released the show last week with Mr. Dave Sobel from Solar Winds, and I do not have another show scheduled to come out until this upcoming Wednesday. So tonight I'm recording just because I had some stuff happen on Friday and today that I just had to get out, because obviously I don't really keep up with email telling him on every single show, and I don't tell stories like Mr. Matt Rainey. So I thought tonight I'll just do a quick little show and tell you my angry tech story with some networking tips. So it's not just me venting. It's me going to give you some tips on things that you can do to kind of deal with situations like I dealt with on Friday and today. So before we do that, though, I want to make sure that I actually do some things that I mentioned where I've not read some emails recently. I get so wrapped up in the guests that we just kind of get talking, and then, you know, I don't have a producer to remind me what needs to happen, so I'm going to remind myself. So the first email that I am going to read is going to be from Chris. And I have to say that this email is from a while ago. Chris writes, "Hi, Marvin. Hope all is well with you. Was considering becoming a Freedom Voice partner and went to call Paul M. from the show notes. Number is listed with an 877 and should be 800. Pleasant lady at the 877 number said that she had been receiving calls and didn't know why. I think we found, I'm not going to edit that. So pleasant lady at the 877 number said that had been receiving calls and didn't know why. So I think we found the answer." Okay. That's how it's written, folks. Not how bad I read. Podcasts are great as always. Thanks. So Chris basically wrote the email to let me know that we had the number wrong in the show note, and we got that corrected. And so the proper number is in the show notes. So if you go back and listen to any of the old shows where we talk about Freedom Voice, that number is corrected. However, if you listen to the last show or even the current show, you will know that there is a different number, which actually is an 877 number. And while Freedom Voice is not sponsoring this particular show because it's so short, I still want to go ahead and give them the proper credit. And if you want to call Freedom Voice and partner up with them, the number that you can call is 777. Holy crap. Okay, here we go. 877-7-GO-NUTS. That is 877-746-6889. So yes, that is a play on the word podnuts. So call Freedom Voice at 877-GO-NUTZ. So Chris, thank you for bringing that up. And I'm sorry that I did not mention you before when you brought that to my attention. I like listeners who will let me know when we've got something right or wrong. Got a second email from a Rod who just finished listening to podcast number 208 about the lady who thought someone was watching her. I could provide the flip side of that coin. My 87-year-old mother lives by herself in another state about 800 miles from me. She refuses to let me move her close to me, so over the years I have installed a ton of home automation and surveillance, including 18 cameras in a 1,500-square-foot home. I pretty much have every square inch of her home covered except the bedroom and the bathroom. She knows it and loves it. My little sister calls me Big Brother, LOL. As much work as it is, my mother's situation allows me to test a lot of gadgets at her expense, and the expense has been much less than what an assisted living facility would be. I have a lot of funny stories surrounding remote management of my mother, and I'm not going to read the rest of his email, but just to say this, I actually am going to reach out to Rod and see if we can't have him come on the show and talk about remote management of, well, not specifically his mother, but obviously we'll probably talk about her. But I do want to get more information on what Rod does and why he has 18 cameras in a 1,500 square home. That seems a bit much, but I won't judge. I'll just ask. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to read the rest of these that are all pertaining to Eric Ardini, but I do want to say thank you for those of you that have gone back in the last couple of weeks and made some donations. I know that there have been at least four or five people that have gone on there since I've continued to put the link in the show. I just want to say thank you. If some of you went back and actually did do a round two, like I suggested, the link Help Eric Ardini and Family to his GoFundMe will be in the show note tonight. So I will continue to mention that. So there was a few emails about that. Here is an email, Marv, whatever happened to the live fluke show? So I have to kind of admit that that kind of fell off the radar for a bit. There were some scheduling snafus with the person that I was going to have join me, both in scheduling the actual event and scheduling the testing of our live equipment, because what we are still planning to do is to actually do a live show where we show off specifically the Fluke Link Runner G2 and some of the features and things that I've done with it. And of course, I have a real live expert who can tell me if I'm doing it right or wrong. So we are still working on that. We are also looking at doing some different things in the future with live shows. So it's not that we're not going to do it. We are actually working some stuff out. So that will happen. I just don't know when. And of course, if any of you have any ideas about what we should do, just go ahead and email them to me and let me know what you think. Marvin@podnuts.com. And we will incorporate them into the show. And let's see, that email I'm not going to read. It's a good email, but I'm just not going to read it. And that's going to do it for the emails. There were actually two or three emails about Eric Ardini. So they were just basically to me thanking me for what we've done, thanking Door and the Podnuts Network for doing the live stream that we did for 24 hours. So the reason that I really did not want to wait until a full show to do this, and really this would have been a great show to have Mr. Rainey on because he loves dealing with these types of, I'm going to say techs/vendors, because as you know, our favorite stories always happen to be around copy vendors, and not that copy vendors are bad. Let's not, you know, put that out there, but particular ones can be an enjoyable experience. So I had two copy vendors with two different clients installing copiers on the same day, last Friday. So the one that I'm going to talk about is a situation where the copy vendor actually did call me ahead of time to let me know they were coming and that we would set up a time where we could, you know, get the MAC address ahead of time so that I could do a IP reservation through the DHCP server, because I try as hard as I can not to allow companies to come in with either copiers or cameras or whatever devices that they're putting on the network. I do not allow them to just come in and put in their own static IP addresses. I want everything to be managed by our servers and IP addresses to, you know, be reserved, give out the DNS. That way, if I ever have to make any changes, the changes can be pushed out. I also want to be able to know what devices are on the network. Now, obviously, I've got my Fluke OneTouch, so anytime I'm on site, I can just simply scan the network and see. Because, you know, if you look in, you know, DHCP servers on Windows, you're not always going to see what IP addresses are in use. So you have to have some sort of real-time scanner that you can keep track of what's on the network. But they did call me ahead of time and said that we'll be here around this time. We'll call you. We'll get everything squared away. So the time that they said they would be there came and went, and I had no phone call. And I was patient and I waited. But I realized that most likely what happened was that the tech got there, just started doing their thing, and forgot to call. And I actually looked into my dashboard, which, as many of you know, I use SolarWinds MSP, SolarWinds RMM, and it has a networks tab in it that actually will monitor, if you allow it, all the devices on the network. And because I knew which IP address and what copier I had there previously, all I did was go in there and notice that the IP address was still there, but the name of the device had changed. So that told me that they were on site and they had just done exactly what we had talked about them not doing. They assigned their own IP address and put their own stuff in. And so I actually called over to the client to say, hey, is the copy guy there? And they're like, why, yes, he is. So we got on the phone and he's like, oh, I forgot to call you, blah, blah, blah. So needless to say, that actually was okay. So here's where it gets interesting and I get upset. So we do our thing. We get the MAC address. And first of all, be sure that you've got something that will detect MAC addresses, because for some reason, this tech, short of me telling him, go into the copier and print a report, a configuration page of your device, he wasn't sure how to get the MAC. And I just scratched my head, sighed in silence to myself, and thought, how ridiculous. So I actually had a scanner where I could go in and get the MAC address. It's also in my SolarWinds dashboard once the device came online. So I got that, put that in. But where I got a little upset is about an hour later, I get a notification that my wireless access points were offline. And at this particular client, I had two open mesh access points. And they were offline. And I called back over to the client and asked, you know, what had happened. Did they, you know, get unplugged or anything? And nowhere to be found. And I'm describing where they should be, and the people there are like, oh no, we don't see those boxes anywhere. The copy company had taken the wireless access points. I was, well, I'm not going to say I was livid, but I was not happy. So the good thing was the client was actually able to call the vendor, and they said, oh yes, we had these, we didn't know what they were, and they were attached to our stuff, and so we just took everything. And what they took was they took out their old little surge strip that had the, you know, surge capabilities built in for the copiers. They had brought their own 5-port switch, and so they took the 5-port switch was that was there, which was also used to get a cable to the wireless access points, and there was a couple of other stuff there. Well, they just took it, not even leaving it somewhere for somebody to look at, not asking anybody. And good thing was, I at least got the notification. So the client was happy that they were able to call, find the devices, get them back, because of course, the copy vendor could have said, oh, we have no idea what you're talking about, and they would have had to buy new access points. So I guess the tip that I want to leave, without being the angry tech, is one, you've got to know your network, and two, you've got to have a solution that will detect changes on your network. So for that solution with the open mesh, there is a way that you can set it up to notify you when they're offline. Now, the only thing that I have a question with, I know that with open mesh, sometimes it's an hour or so before you get that notification. In my other customers, I actually have Ruckus, and even with the Ruckus Unleashed models, if you set it up to notify you, the notification literally can come within a minute if that device goes offline. So with Ruckus, I love it because I know right away. I actually had that happen with another customer about a month ago where somebody was in and installing cameras and they were disconnecting switches and all of this stuff. And between my Arachnus gear at that client and the Ruckus access points, I literally, within minutes, knew when they had disconnected stuff. So I could call over there and say, what are you doing to my network? And they were like, oops, you caught us. So with this particular client on Friday, they had, you know, literally walked out with the stuff. It was about an hour later that I was notified. Now, I say Open Mesh, and I know that Open Mesh was purchased by Datto. I have not actually purchased any of the wireless access points through Datto networking. So I guess my question is, if any of you are using the wireless access points through Datto networking, can you please send me an email and let me know if the notifications are, you know, quicker under Datto, or maybe they're set up differently or however. So if you're using that with Datto, hey, send me a quick little email, let me know, and we can update everybody on the show. Not really a huge angry tech story, but it was one that kind of upset me because it annoys me when techs go into an environment that is, they know is not theirs. They know somebody is managing it and they tinker or remove stuff anyway. And that's why I wanted to do the show tonight, just to kind of vent, because I didn't have anybody to vent to over the weekend and today. So I'm doing it to you. So hope you enjoy that. Let's see. Know your network, have a solution that detects change. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, all right, folks. Well, I told you this would be a quick show, and I will keep it as that, at that. And just remember, Freedom Voice, thank you, Chris, for letting me know the name change. But folks, if you check the show note, there will be an updated number, 877-7-GO-NUTS. If you want to call them to be a sponsor, Freedom Voice is the voice of small business, 100% channel focused. As per usual, remember TechCon Unplugged, our conference that is happening this September in Grand Rapids, Michigan. TechCon Unplugged, I will have a link in the show note that you can go there and check on that. $199 for a great weekend of tech, provided by techs for techs. And of course, if you want to support the show, please head over to the Amazon link that I have that will allow you to go onto Amazon. If you click the link, buy anything, your price stays the same for whatever you purchase, but a little commission comes back to the show and helps us do things here. So support us that way. Send emails to marvin@podnuts.com. Follow us on the Twitter @podnutspro. Send us suggestions, tips, and questions, or whatever you want to send. So that's it, folks. I will have another great show for you this Wednesday. I just wanted to get this out to you and get this off my chest. So everyone have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon. And until next time, holla.